knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
That's something
that's
nice.
That's the way to begin a show.
That's the only way to begin a show. That is a beautiful thing. Shout out to the world. Hello.
Hello.
You are with Bridal Body Shop Radio. And it's a beautiful Wednesday. It is 1 o'clock. We got a great show for you. So welcome aboard, people who are just joining us for the first time. We hope that you enjoy this time with us. And our old faithful, thank you so much for staying with us. Nearly 2 years, Elite Ziegelman. What do you think?
Amazing.
I love it. 2 years, April 20. I'm going to...
It feels like we started yesterday.
I think I said in the last show, I'm going to definitely look that up. And I think it's April 28th for sure. But we'll definitely have a big show. At that point, it'll be a two-year mark on the air. And we've been loving it, and we hope that you have been loving it, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Indeedy. Proper intros, of course. Lori Towers is me.
I'm waiting.
Elite Ziegelman is she. Yeah, boy.
Ta-da.
Bridal Body Shop is we.
Yeah.
And everybody sit down. We got a great show today. And you know, Elite, what I love about today's show is it, number one, it's a very important topic. That's number one. But number two, it just shows you how it's really the flip side of the same coin as far as what we do. Basically, the nature of our business, in addition to just health in general,
mm-hmm.
Getting people in shape, and usually getting people in shape, you know, for the wedding. And weight loss is so specific, but it came out suspicious, and I'm always suspicious. So Freudian slip there, but... People are so, they have tunnel vision when it comes to losing weight, and they just want to lose that weight yesterday, and they don't care. And it's all about the shortcut in weight loss, and it really is. And that's such an unhealthy way of going about it. And the flip side to that is how people are the same way with pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are in pain, and granted, you know, everybody has been in pain at one point in their life, but as opposed to investing in preventing the pain by keeping yourself well, eating well, doing what you're supposed to do, keeping yourself out of harm's way. When you are in pain, you just go for that quick fix. I mean, you know, you just go straight for that morphine drip if you have it available. And that's where we get into what I call medicinal obstacles. And that's what we create.
You're having a problem talking today, huh?
It must be all the peanut butter I'm eating because it's stuck to the roof of my mouth. But... And that's really what we do. That's really what we do. We just over-medicate, and we numb ourselves to the point of not feeling the pain. When pain is an indication of something being wrong, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that you should honor in your body and not try to block it out in any way. And so that's what today's topic is. How do we create a society out of what we've become? We just want it yesterday, we just want it gone, and we don't really want to invest in the right way of doing it or waiting
work.
It out. Yeah.
Nobody wants to work on it.
And waiting it out and doing it the natural way. And that's you know, and you know, we have, this segment is going to be one of many, incidentally, it's Topperson Talk, and we've often spoken of the product that we stand by it, and we use it in our day-to-day lives.
Oh, God, I use it every night.
Yeah, and we'll bring that up, your specific cases,
mm-hmm.
when Lou is on. But we have the developer of Topperson on, Lou Paradise, and he's been on with us before. But this segment is the new segment called Topperson Talk, and we are going to be having one every month. And these topics are going to be, you know, certainly, I don't think anything groundbreaking, but so worthy of hearing over and over and over again. And for the people that are out there just, you know, popping aspirin, popping anything to get them out of pain, it's nonsense. You're doing more harm to your body because, you know, you're actually making your body work harder by putting things that stand in its natural way of healing. Now, this is what's interesting, and I got this from Elite, and I showed this to you before, from the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Now, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Although most people, now this is directly from them, take prescription medications responsibly, an estimated, now listen to this number, 52 million people.
Wow.
And 20% of those people are age 12 and over, have used prescription drugs for non-medical reasons at least once or twice in their lives.
That's crazy.
Now, were you, I knew it was the numbers were up there.
That's so crazy.
But 52 million people. And, you know, I think the drugs of choice now, when we were growing up, what was it? It was
St. Joseph's aspirin.
Well, that's for the kids. But
that's all I knew.
What was?
It's funny because kids today know more about prescription drugs than we did.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
It's just more popular for some reason now. I don't know why. How did that happen?
Well, see, now this is where it all started. You remember the movie The Valley of the Dolls?
Sure.
And it was a great movie, and it had such a powerful, powerful storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was for anybody who is above 40 or even 40, you remember the 60s and you remember your parents, and especially gender specific, it was women. Every woman that I knew in my family was taking something, was Valium. It was,
mm-hmm.
It was, I think, Percodan at that point. It wasn't anything like Percocet, I think, was a derivative that happened later on, but it was Percodan. It was Valium. That was it. Those were the two main features in everybody's house. And that was just for stress and so on and so forth, and highly addictive.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they do what they're supposed to do, and that's why they're so highly addictive. But now the drugs of choices are OxyContin,
mm-hmm.
and it's Vicodin, and I'm trying to think of something else. There was something else that I heard of recently.
Well, you said Percocet.
Yeah, but that's
there's a lot of them.
I know
there is a lot of them.
I know they're around, but Percocet was, you know, I don't want to put anything.
It's still a big thing now.
Is it still a big thing?
Yeah, it's still a big thing now.
Because I remember it was the Percocet. But this is what I'm saying. And the commercials that they're making now are just wonderful. Remember that one that we pointed out, that woman who was in some sort of car accident, she was taking pain medication for her back. And the beautiful part is you see her from the back, and then you see her son.
In the front.
And the important thing
is. The mirror image of her.
Right. The important thing is that, yeah, you know, it's in your medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it, you know, it's not like nobody else in your household has access to it, and you're assuming that they wouldn't want to, but this is the way it's going.
You're assuming they wouldn't even know about it, but
right.
All these kids, this is what they listen to all day.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what we're going to be talking with Lou about, because it's, you know, it's a horrible thing that it's the kids, but it's also the adults that, I mean, and nobody wants anybody.
Well, it starts from the adults and just trickles down to the kids.
Well, and, you know, nobody wants them to be in pain all their lives. But, you know, my thoughts are, you know, there's a certain amount of pain that you can deal with, that you really, I mean, you know, unless you're in excruciating pain where, I mean, literally, I mean, I made a joke before, a morphine drip would be the only thing that would solve that. But, you know, your body is not going to feel 100% perfect every single day. But let it do its job without getting in the way of it. And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do when we self-medicate, over-medicate, and, you know, I guess we have to start with the doctors. We have to start with the doctors as far as
the doctors don't even question you.
That's it.
They say, you know, you come in, you say, I have pain, and they say, okay, what kind of pain do you have? And you see they're at their prescription pad right away,
mm-hmm.
writing you out a prescription. Not even, you know, okay, where did this pain stem
mm-hmm.
from? Da-da-da. It's just, it's too easily given out now.
And, you know, I always think, okay, what made it different years ago when there was that family doctor who did everything? And I remember Dr. Reef set my bones, stitched my skin, made house calls. He did everything. And you had time to sit with your patient and ask them questions. Is it just because there's such limited time and there's that assembly line syndrome that
No, I think doctors have a piece of pharmaceutical.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's the difference now.
They're shareholders.
That's definitely the difference
now.
They're
the shareholders.
Because years ago, you didn't see pharmaceutical salesmen going door-to-door at doctors' offices asking to, you know, use their product. Years ago,
yeah.
It was just take aspirin
and
then call me in the morning.
Yeah.
That was it. It has nothing to do with the doctor. It's now the doctor, I'm sure, has a piece of every single pharmaceutical I can't say it.
I'm glad you had been bringing out this time.
Pharmaceutical companies today.
But, you know, it's sad because, I mean, there are certain things that you do require a prescription for, and rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
But there's got to be some.
But basically, that's not for pain.
But you don't think
for daily maintenance.
But you don't think the onus is on the doctor to say, well, okay, you want to have people come into your office, and you want the people that are selling their wares to be heard. But isn't it up to your discretion to say, okay, you know what, I listen to this, but you know what, I'm going to keep all your information with me. And I'm going to, you know, use my discretion in dispensing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think that's, but maybe, you know, again, you know, the doctors that
I guess it all depends on the doctor that you're seeing.
And again, we don't have that family doctor anymore. We just have doctors that deal with volumes of paperwork in addition to volumes of people. So I think that's where things go awry.
And, you know, it's funny. We've had this talk before. There's a lot of medical doctors out there, internists, but now there's more urgent cares because it's just people don't have the patience to wait for an appointment anymore. So what they do, they go to an urgent care and they'll see the PA, a doctor, get their prescription, and they're out. They're on their way. It's just so much easier than waiting for an appointment.
And, you know, again, that's a good point. My concern is always when those urgent cares get filled up with people that are just running there for a cold, running there for this, and you know what? Again, the responsibility is the person. Take care of your body. I mean,
it could escalate to the virus and stuff. I mean, usually you see people that are really sick there. Because if you're just going for a cold, that means this person's constantly at the doctor.
Well, this is what I'm saying. We're pretty much fighting the same battle, because if people just had a little bit more of an investment in their bodies, just a little bit more thought to what foods we put in, what quality control we have,
mm-hmm.
what we're eating, what we're drinking, this wouldn't happen. And,
yeah.
You know, there's one part of me, and you know I'm far, very far from being a cynic. How do we undo everything? And that's what we're going to ask them. Well, how do we undo?
That's a big how.
But think about how, what the fight.
Where
we're
do
up
we
against.
Start, though? Where
yeah.
do we start?
Yeah.
Do we start with the doctors? Do we start with the pharmaceutical companies? It's just so hard to pinpoint.
And I can't help but wonder what would happen to the economy if we dismantled all this. I mean, think about this. Think about the monies that go out, you know, just for pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's mind-boggling if you looked at the numbers every year. And if we could reverse this, I mean, how far back would we have to go? Would we have to go back 50 years, 60 years? How far back would we have to rewind this whole thing to make it work the way it should? You know, I mean, think about those commercials that I know everybody who is listening cringes when they see those commercials, the anti-smoking campaign, which I think are absolutely phenomenal.
God, they're like the talk of the town.
And God bless those marketing teams that came up with this, because I tell you something, I'm a non-smoker, and I look at those and it's like, oh, my God, I get nervous.
Yeah.
I can imagine people that are.
The latest one makes me cry.
Oh, my God.
When the husband and wife.
Quesera.
Quesera.
That, you know. And you know what the thing about that is? They knew that the blatant, you know, visuals that they were giving of people
mm-hmm.
on machines and everything,
yeah.
that was bad enough now.
And
what
the guy
do?
Crying is even
right.
worse. You never want to see
now,
a man cry.
It could be your spouse. It
mm-hmm.
could be your loved one.
Yeah.
And they're getting you right in the heart, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you look. So that's what we're going to talk to Lou about, and he's on board, and we're going to bring him on.
Here we come. Hello, Lou.
Well, good afternoon.
Oh.
It is so incredibly good to hear your voice.
Oh,
good
yeah.
How are
you?
And you too, Lou. Creator of Topperson, a product that we endorse on a daily basis, Lou Paradise, is with us for the first segment of Topperson Talk, and we're going to have many, and it will be an ongoing series with us, and we are delighted to have you with us, Lou.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Oh, goodness, Elite, thank you so much, and Lori, I can't even be talking about the honor is really all mine. It's such a privilege to spend time with you both, you know, especially you think of all the incredible things you do every single day, what you do on this show to empower and inspire people to take charge of what's going on, help them to do it, guide them to how to get it done, how to start, you know, so I hope that I will always add the value to your incredible proposition to folks out there to be better, be at your best, never quit. Don't believe, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that anyone says. Find out for yourself. Go in and get into your activity, whatever that may be. Live healthier, live better, do the stuff you love with the people you love. That's all those kinds of things. So it is really an honor to be here. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Now, I don't know if you were listening in the beginning, and Elite and I are trying to figure out how far back would we have to rewind all of this to make it right, to make people responsible for their health so that they don't over-medicate. How many years, we were talking about the Stepford Wives of the 60s and the interplay with Valium and Percodan, and today it's Vicodin and lots of other. How far would we have to rewind all of this to get it clean and do it the right way?
You know, I think one of the things that's a really great question, and there's a couple of answers I think that just because we live and breathe in this space all the time, all day long, and getting people off their meds and helping people understand there's better options and choices and that their body's going to be the thing that's going to really tell them once they get past that point. But I think if we look back, whenever Madison Avenue and pharmaceutical companies teamed up together and started to market this strong marketing message, this phenomenal, I mean, you got to give them credit for the beautiful visuals, right?
Yeah.
This aspiration, if you want to be here and you want to do this and you want to do that, and then the side effects are this, that, and everything, you're going to have, you know, don't worry about it if your second child is born with the head of a golden retriever, you know, some other crazy thread and die, and you're going to die, and nobody hears because after all, this magic thing is going to transform your life with all the things it told you that was going to happen. That and years ago, it wasn't even all that other information. It was just, this is what's going to happen, and just go to your doctor and get the stuff. And, you know, so the marketing, I think marketing to people, you know, it's like they're going to, marketing has done such a good job to convince people they have to have things that they really don't need. How many cell phones can you have?
Exactly.
You know, what's the best of the latest and the, oh, if it's not an Android, it's not good.
Yep.
If it's not an iPhone, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't text it, you can't do whatever. And, oh, by the way, this new app says you push this button, and even if your car isn't equipped, you can have your car go park itself. I'm saying, oh. It's like, what?
Oh,
you know,
man.
So
that's
true. And you know, and I think they count on the fact that most people, you know, how many incredible people are in the world, it doesn't matter how educated you are or not, how many astounding people, hardworking, working class people that we know, that where we came from in our lives, who slugged it out every single day to keep the roof over the head, the clothes on our backs, and the food on the table, just to get by, put a smile on their face, even if they were crazy, feeling terrible inside, so their kids would never have to see them, you know, suffer or whatever the case may be. And these are the ones, these folks are the ones who are mostly perpetrated on, because if they listen to believe that their doctor, and, you know, we have a lot of incredible people who went to medical school and came out to try to really help people. So we're not saying that it's all doctors, but we're saying this perception, the doctor, is he went to school, you know, he or she must know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably visit
they
with God
that.
Every day,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So all of a sudden, according to the manufacturers and according to the marketing, you can make every decision you need to make about your children, about what's happening to your financial thing, about what's happening to differentiation between, you know, parents arguing with each other, having a cousin that's a pain in the neck, a legal thing, a financial thing, a health thing, in to a degree. Health thing meaning you've got to go get all this stuff if you want to stay healthy, every vaccine, that who knows how it works or whatever the case may be, and the one thing you can't do is make any decision whatsoever by yourself about your own body. I mean, that's the message there, you know. And so you're right. You, I mean, we'd have to rewind, what, 50 years or so?
I'm thinking more than that. I mean,
probably.
It's incredible.
Probably.
Definitely more than that.
You know, and when you look at that whole situation and realizing that, you know, I mean, we do this all the time in our educational forums, and it sounds weird when we first say it. It's like, okay, does anybody really understand what pain actually is? And, mm-hmm. and everybody's like, what? So, you know, we know you don't like it. You want to get rid of it. You know, I mean, you know, there are people out there who maybe enjoy getting beat up or whatever, but, you know, I don't know. You know, that's like not my stick. So I can't speak to that issue. And if you do, Topperson can be very helpful to you, too. But, you know what I mean? It's like, you want to get rid of that bruising? Don't go home mm-hmm. and tell the people that you love, oh, man, I just got to let somebody beat me up and I like it. But, you know, but when we really think about it from a serious and from a point of what's serious, look what happens. Pain in itself by itself may not be the real problem for most people. It's how they suffer as a result. Mm-hmm. How isolated people become, how depressed people become, because especially if you're around
psychological their well-being. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if your family doesn't have the same kind of pain you do and is suffering a long time, it's almost mm-hmm. like the person feeling helpless will all of a sudden attack the person who's feeling this way, saying, "How could you feel that way? How I know I never had this before. Why do you have it? What's wrong with you or whatever?" And they're only trying to do it because they feel helpless. They feel, "Oh my God, I can't even help this person I love, and I'm so frustrated over it that I'm going to take it out on the person who's got the issues." You know, and we have a propensity in this country for some reason. You know, it's one thing that you want to get a buzz on before you go and do stuff, but it's not a bad thing. It's just like, okay, I just want to just for a minute just kind of chill. That's one set of circumstances.
Totally.
But we have this crazy propensity to escape, you know, reality for a very long period of time. And we're not talking about just folks that are hanging out, you know, as if everybody thought, okay, if you're a drug addict, that means you must be a street person and you must be a homeless person or someone who doesn't give a damn about life, which is the total absolute myth compared to what's going on now in our lives, where we have 5% of the population living here in the United States. And if somebody doesn't think this statistic is wrong, then we don't have anything to say about this. Imagine 5%, only 5% of the whole world lives here, and we take 99% of what's available in the entire world of Vicodin and 85% of Oxy. And the saddest statistic is 13,500 little ones, innocent, blameless, brand-new people born addicted to the mother's legal painkillers.
Exactly.
You know.
Mm-hmm. See, and if, for anybody who is not familiar with Topperson is wonderful, and Elite and I both endorse it because it accelerates healing.
It really works.
That's the only thing that you should want. Now, I underline the word should, because most people just want to be out of pain. But all you need is to have something help your body work. And that's what I think most of society misses. It's just you want something to block your pain, and pain is a blessing. And I know people look at me when I'm crazy when I say that, but pain is letting you know something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
exactly.
it. See what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and just on that alone, if more people understood this, and this is kind of how we always kind of explain it, because, you know, all of my research and why I developed Topperson, how it works, why it works, and all of those things came about as a result of studying how the body actually heals itself. We all know that healing, the body's ability to heal, is the ultimate form of relieving pain. What most people don't know, and that's why when we look at muscle tissue, you're going to get soreness, and you know sometimes you'll get an injury that may last a little longer, but muscle tissue has a lot of blood flow that's in there, and that's why we have very rapid healing for the most part. Unless it's a torn muscle or something where it requires surgery or whatever, muscle tissue heals really quickly for the most part. And yes, it may be sore and it may be achy, but joint and nerve tissue, on the other hand, that is a whole other kind of pain. And when we talk about, you know, chemo-induced neuropathy or diabetic neuropathy or sciatica or carpal tunnel syndrome, or an array of different kind of idiopathic, meaning that we don't know where it came from, kind of nerve pain, that is the most miserable kind of pain ever. It's more costly. Its suffering is astoundingly more. But what happens is the reason why the body's saying, just like you said, the body's saying to us when it sends the chemistry, believe it or not, it's sending a chemical reactor to make us feel the pain. Because at that point in time, it said, look, I've got cells I want to repair. I've got cells that are being damaged. I want to maintain integrity of those cells. Those are all nerve cells and joint cells. And it's hard to get the repair there because the only thing that's feeding these joints and nerve tissue is the smallest blood supply in the entire body, which is called a microcapillary, because every minute of every day, every second of every day, nutrients and oxygen need to arrive to the cell to repair it or to maintain integrity. And what happens, so the body's pain signal is saying, look, I'm not only telling you I need to repair the stuff that's damaged here, whether it be arthritis and inflammation, lower back, a stress or strain or whatever, same kind of basic mechanism. And it's saying there's two other things it's saying that most people don't know. There's excess fluid that's trapped, the fluid that actually was helping the body, inflammation, believe it or not, as you know, is an incredibly important protective device. In fact, I've said this to doctors before, along with all this education that we give, if people say, well, I want to take an anti-inflammatory to get rid of the inflammation. Mm-hmm. So let's just say we could get rid of all the inflammation. The body could never have what is called an inflammatory response. It never could produce inflammation. So everybody would say, oh man, could you do that? That would be fabulous. And guess what? We could put enough chemicals in there to make that happen, but once you got rid of the inflammatory response, we would all have something very common with dead people because we'd all be dead.
Exactly.
You know, so the pain part and the inflammation part, just like you were saying, Lori, plays a vital role in keeping us healthy. And the only thing is, how do we get those excess fluid over there that's actually restricting those little capillaries so it can't get the nutrients and oxygen? So pain is measuring oxygen levels in the cell, saying, hey, I don't have enough oxygen to maintain cell integrity here. I'm going to send more pain out. The lesser the oxygen, the more the pain. So then when you think about it, saying, wait a minute, so if I'm taking Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol, that's not helping any of that. Well, maybe it's moving some of that fluid out of the way, but how do I restore that blood flow without shutting down the healing process and giving me an opportunity to work with my body and understand? So if people understood what pain actually is, the treatment then would be, well, then I've got to use something that's going to help my body heal. I've got to use something that's going to help me get rid of the excess fluid, but not the inflammation altogether, not the inflammatory response. And I've got to help my body get blood flow and oxygen and nutrients back into the cells. And if we knew that that's what we have to do, then Advil, Motrin, we'd be taking metric tons of Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol. We would never use those medications whatsoever, especially on a daily basis, because the more you use, the more you cross over the line to any therapeutic value and all the harm that it can do.
So now let me ask you this, and this is what I said, I asked Elite. Who do we get to be the foot soldiers? Do we go to the doctors? Because the people in pain, I mean, anybody who's in pain, and I deal with it on a daily basis, and obviously Elite and you have as well, they just want to get out of pain. They don't want to know anything else. They want to feel better yesterday. And, you know, pain is character changing. So sometimes they're not the most rational and they're not really listening. They just want to feel better. Who do we teach? Do we teach the doctors to teach to be a little bit more exercising discretion with the pharmaceutical companies? Who do we appoint, you know, that duty to?
It's so funny. Listening to Lou, I'm thinking that we should educate the public.
Well, of course.
The public wouldn't need the pharmaceutical, nor the doctors.
But that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, there are levels of people that work as the go-betweens. And the doctors are the go-betweens, so do we educate them?
You know, and you know what? And the answer is yes, it's totally true. If we don't get to the people and give them good, credible information, I think what happens in your case, especially with both of you as you know, experts in what you do, so you've got, you know, you've been doing this a considerable period of time. How in the heck you've done it all the years you've done when you're only 22 and 23? That's what I know you both. I don't understand, somebody listening to you is saying, well, it can't be older than that. What the hell could they? Come on now. And so the issue is, having the forums, especially with social media, having the forums that we can speak to the issue by not saying throw the doctor out and throw the pharmaceutical out, but by saying, wait a minute, guys, let's invite you in to having a discussion about what all of this really means. Where do we start? I think the biggest challenge, and where most people love what we do, just like they love what you do, is that we take this very complex issue and we take all this craziness out and we get it down to the fundamental starting place where people say, oh, my God. Nobody had to go to college to find out that this is what I need to do to help my body,
right.
and I'm doing this over here. Oh, you know, it's like, wait a minute. Doctors certainly can be receptive to whatever degree, but I'll tell you what, doctors are getting hammered more by between not being able to do the doctoring, spending far more time administratively, having to fight with the insurance companies to get payments, and quite honestly, not all of them are leaders, and a lot of them are followers. They're going to do whatever they are told to do, how they're told. They don't want to lose a patient.
Very true.
Somebody will, right? Come in, see something on television. Doc, I think I got this symptom. You know, oh, I wake up and my ears are still on, you know, or I wake up, I had teeth when I went to bed, I still have them in the morning. Now, according to this new, the cream of the crop medical pharmaceutical thing, I'm supposed to have a problem. So I need you to give me the script. How many people go in with a cold and they demand antibiotics? And antibiotics never worked for a cold, right?
Yeah.
How many superbugs we have around because of it? So I think what happens is there's so much bureaucratic, crazy political, economic stuff that's surrounding doctors that we're losing a lot of good, vibrant doctors because they cannot stand pushing paper. They went to medical school to help people for real. But when a doctor is trained in medical school, he's trained to treat the vertical patient, no. The horizontal patient, yes. So in other words, you got to be laying down. You got to be that sick for him to treat you. If you're a vertical person, then it might be all in your head. They don't do pathology, organ pathology.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're trained in school, as opposed to organ function.
Right.
Yeah.
They're given 4 months of pharmaceutical training and 4 hours of nutritional training.
Ooh.
So where in the heck are they going to lean?
Yeah.
So I think that there is a slow, but steady educational referendum for this, and certainly we are part of that. I think we really have made a huge impact on at least the circles of doctors we've been around that are so blown away that we can have a product that actually reduces their need for opiates for their patients, even surgically, that helps the person with chemo-induced neuropathy and diabetic neuropathy get off stuff like Cymbalta, Lyrica, and Neurontin. You know, that isn't because Topperson's some miracle out of a tube bottle or a jar. It's because the body's the miracle, and we're educating people as to why. Here's what your body says. Here's what it does. Here's how we can bring you the information you need so you can make the decision, not even buy anything. Just come and see that. Now you'll change something, even if you don't buy any of our stuff or come to our services, but you make one change and you finally start trying what it's like to be in charge of your health and your health care, because we don't have a health care system in this country. We have a sick care system. It's emergency medicine. It's great.
Right. That's true.
But we don't, right? But there's not preventing anybody from doing anything to anyone. And when you've got somebody who's already jacked up on lots of meds, especially if they're taking stuff like Lyrica, which makes you totally gaga, if they have that, they can't think straight enough. Are they bringing an advocate with them, bringing somebody who's sober, who's not afraid to ask the questions to the doctor for the office visit? No. When they go to the doctor says, how are you feeling? What do they say? Oh, I'm feeling fine. And 3 days ago they were so miserable, but they don't want to say it because they're afraid that maybe it's going to discover something else. So these things are all very complex, but it really starts with open invitation to forums and education, not to use some slick marketing gimmick to get people to buy your products anyway, but to really give people value and care enough about them to give them what they need to know. Because all of us here, the three of us especially, know if you don't know all your options when you sit down with your doctor before you get to the script, if you don't know all your options, you really don't have any options. And you'll wind up down that slippery prescription medicine thing, and you'll regret it. You'll feel lousy about it, and you won't know what to do. You'll think that the way you're feeling and you're feeling worse is because your condition has gotten worse. You have no idea it's because of the medicines you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's like a pretty insane thing, and yet
there's
really, and that's why when people get to you guys, both from a physiological fitness point of view and from a therapeutic point of view, they start to see, oh my God, I'm moving these toxins out. This great massage isn't just making me feel good, and I'm just glad that somebody lovely did this for me. Because touch is so important, right? I mean, that's like we're connected, hardwired there, but it's showing them, wait a minute. For those moments I have that feeling, that wonderful feeling, that endorphin release and that feel-good release and feeling cool and warm all over, man, wow, is that just for that? Or maybe that's how my body can actually feel,
right?
Because I'm starting to do the right thing with it and all that kind of stuff. So,
and, you know, the lovely Elite Ziegelman has a Topperson story that she wants to share. You want to tell your story?
Yes. Every night I, you know, I don't know if they're cramps or there's very, like, almost sensations in the legs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tried the Topperson because it's right by my on my bedside. And I tell you, Lou, the sensations and the pain and the cramps, whatever they are, they go away in an instant. In an instant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. So every night I just make sure I smear it all on so I don't even have to wake up with the pain, and I have no pain. It's amazing, Lou. Thank you.
You know, and thank you for sharing that, because, you know, just think about that. How many people, they don't know that this product is, unless they've tried it, of course, and know it, it's completely odorless. It's moisturizing as opposed to greasy.
Yeah, I love it
because
you can't
right?
smell it.
And you know, when I designed this product, I really looked at women's physiology to make this first opportunity to put the platform together. And just so you can appreciate this too, and maybe the folks in this audience, you know, what happens at night is the body's a total miracle, and it does most of its repairing. We're either at rest, and especially when we're asleep, because the extremities don't need all the blood they need while we're awake, moving, doing our thing, and walking and being mobile and all. It takes some of the blood supply, and it puts it back inside in the organs to do the healing and repairing in the organs while we're at rest. So if you have any issues whatsoever that will be problematic at night, whether it be a neuropathy of some sort, or you know, especially people with any kind of neuropathic pain, arthritis suffers oftentimes, joint-related pain is really miserable at night, the inflammation builds up, and or sometimes some of the mineral complexes that are in the body are taken also from the muscle tissue, which causes a lot of spasm and muscle contraction. That's why taking a good mineral complex before bedtime often is like a key. Most people don't know that, you know, calcium and magnesium, they hear about that for the bones, but calcium and magnesium are responsible for all the smooth muscle contractions and relaxations. Women have more need because, you know, between hormonal fluctuation and just the nature of a woman's body, you'll use more minerals. And sometimes the deficiency will cause that kind of a little bit of a spasmodic irritation to the nerve fiber, to the muscle fiber, what have you. When we put Topperson on at night before bed, what it does is it moves any excess fluids away from the capillary, restores the blood flow to keep it nice and vibrant through the entire night so you can get a good night's rest. I mean, how many people told the same thing? Lou, I used to get this crazy cramping, Charlie horses, restless leg syndrome. We have people with phantom pain who have, you know, been amputated and having miserable time at night. I keep it on my nightstand. Sometimes this Charlie horse or whatever will wake me up, the old phrase of it, Charlie horse. My uncle would say, well, if you got a Charlie horse, why don't you enter it into third race? You know, stop complaining. You know, that kind of thing. All the Brooklyn people we love.
Yeah.
And so when you put it on, it keeps it all vibrant and there. And what happens is, of course, we know one of the problems as to why people have so much turmoil with deciding how to really help themselves is they can't sleep at night for all kinds of reasons,
right.
And oftentimes soft tissue pain is part of that. So when you get that good night's sleep and you wake up refreshed, you're ready to go and do your thing, because, guys, you guys are products of your products. I mean, you live and breathe what you do, you know, like I do. And when people see you, they know, oh, my God, you know, these guys know. It's like, as opposed to, I'm going to go to a cardiologist, which I would never go to, but whatever. I'm going to go to a cardiologist, and the cardiologist is 5'7", and he weighs 350 pounds.
Yeah,
and he tells
me,
if I don't lose weight, I'm going to die.
And there were plenty of them. There's plenty of them.
Right,
like
I mean, and when people don't think about, don't know, you know, we all don't know what we don't know. How the heck could we know something we can't know unless somebody says, hey, by the way, did you ever think about it this way?
Right.
And that's why these opportunities with what we do in our discussions, I hope that the one thing to me that's always so critical is I've had people say to me, Lou, I've had diabetic neuropathy for I don't know how many years. It literally at times felt like somebody was sticking 1,000 pins in my feet. I used Topperson, and in 2 days I started to feel better. At the end of the week, it felt like somebody delivered me a brand new set of feet. And at the end, they would all say the same thing as their doctors would say. This wasn't just about my pain. This was about how I was suffering, and it was changing my life. And then I was taking more medication that didn't help either, and whether it be pain meds or nerve meds or whatever. I started to use less medication. My brain fog kind of got, I'm saying, oh, my God, I use half or less of the medicines that I was prescribed to, more of the Topperson, and I was feeling better. I'm saying, oh, my God, then why am I using this stuff at all? And they would work with the doctor or the pharmacist, but they said, but, Lou, you don't know what you really did for me. I realized the most important thing you did for me, I knew that finally I could actually get better. I wasn't as bad off as I was before. I feel like my life has been restored to me. Man, you've restored my hope. I mean, I wish I was totally rich. I would just give our stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know how you feel when somebody comes to have, in that great therapeutic piece and or your education to young women and to young men and looking how they feel and how they look and how they have something you said to them, something you showed them, when they come back the next time, they look so much more alive and they look so much more vibrant. I mean,
well, you said the key word. It was education. You have to educate everyone on either health or, pain management. It can't just be go to the doctor and get a pill. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly, because your body's saying to you, I'm telling you what's up.
Right.
I need you to help me, to even if it's just elevating your legs, putting ice on it. Most people don't know that ice is really often miserably used
in this
country.
A lot of people are in pain because they're overweight and they have too much, bearing on their joints. So why don't we just go exercise, lose a little weight, and you won't have so much bearing on your joints. Or just use a little Topperson to ease the joints until you do lose the weight.
Oh, Elite, that was brilliant. I like the way you're thinking today. Did you hear that?
Saying in general what we're trying to put across to the audience out there.
Oh, it's true.
Right. We don't need a doctor. We don't need pharmaceuticals. We just need to take care better of ourselves and learn to educate the people in a better manner.
Because at the end of the day, this is no dress rehearsal. This is our lives. And half the people go out and they may, I know plenty of people, when they go to get an oil change for their car, they're very, very specific. No, I don't like Jiffy Lube. I'm going to go where the guys use some Quaker State or some
Depending
pink oil.
Depending on the car, if it's a truck or it's four-cylinder, six-cylinder. Everybody's different.
And they know that's what they do, but yet they don't think about, okay, what about the filters, in my body, like the liver and the kidneys, and what am I doing to it? And thinking about, I'm going to trust somebody else who I'm going to see once in a great while, my doctor, as opposed to, wait a minute, what could I learn to be involved in my own health?
That's
not to do surgery on yourself or stuff like that, because when you need that kind of thing, then you got to go to your doctor. Right. And you should have a good doctor in your advisory group, but that's all they are. If you go to your lawyer, what do you go to your lawyer for? To get good advice about something legal.
Right.
You don't get them, if you don't say, I've got this great motorcycle out here I love, and say, I've got some problems with the motorcycle. They're smart guys, right? They're for smart men and women. They went to school. And we think just because somebody's got a degree on the wall, does that make them, smarter than the rest of us?
No.
What life experience tells us really matters. And when we educate
in that field.
And taking the pressure off people's joints. How many people we know that had type 2 diabetes that we helped with Topperson so they can see, oh, my God, my feet feel better. I'm able to walk.
Mm-hmm.
They started to lose the weight. Just like you said, Elite, they
lost
the weight. They got more physically fit. They felt like $1 million at the end. Their diabetes and type 2 diabetes went away. I mean, because that happens. They off most of their meds. Enjoying a life that they were meant to live, because the body's the miracle, not products.
No.
And we just need to do the things we need to do to make sure it's the miracle it was always intended to be. And once it is, it's like, if you remember, I think I tell people all the time, remember what it was like when you were 14, 15, 16, 17, maybe in your 20s, before you started to feel this pain, before the extra weight came, how did you feel about your life? What was your life like then? Would you like to have some of that restored to you? I'm not saying to somebody who's, 67, you're going to feel like you were 17, but wouldn't you like the freedom You know, because that's what we're saying. We're giving people back their freedom to enjoy
mm-hmm.
their life and do
mm-hmm.
the stuff they used to love with the people they love. I mean, that's really what it's all about.
And, you know, the bottom line is good health is very liberating. It is a
mm.
one, I mean, and when you give somebody that, it's like the key to the universe. They can now take it and use their bodies correctly the rest of, well, let's be serious. Even though Elite and I live our lives a certain way, God forbid something, anything could happen, but I always say anything could happen to me, but it's really not going to be at my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to make certain choices, and hopefully they all work according to plan, and if not, okay. But see, now, my question is, and Elite and I were talking about those anti-smoking commercials, which are, I know you've seen them, so effective, and they're like a kick in the gut.
Mm.
How, now, they were able to obviously get the funds together to have these commercials. I mean, there's like they're like a barrage of horrible, horrible scenarios, all of which are true. And every day at least you see 20 different ones that come on TV during the day.
Sure.
How does natural health do that? How do we organize some sort of platform that is that big with that much amount of capital behind it to sway the public? That's what I want to
question.
See.
Great question. And let me tell you what, it's I think leading right back to the fact of talking about the keys to the universe. I mean, you know, it's universal knowledge and all the things we know is so powerful, and it's there. It's not like we don't have to reinvent anything. We can look for everything that mankind always knew for thousands of years before today. Well, you know, what did we do, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, in fact, before schools of education and before pharmacy school, before, you know, whoever, however. And looking at the situation with regard to, this is a great example, people who are right now willing to, who really are just at that point where they say, I really need a reason to quit, they'll see an ad like that and they'll say, that's my, I got to now quit it,
right.
I'll do it. When you talk to younger people who think they're invincible, and here's this experiment that went on at one of the universities about 7 or 8 years ago. There was this big campaign on the university medical or university center that was preaching to these young people, you got to stop smoking now. It's going to give you high blood pressure. It's going to give you cancer, you know, emphysema. You're going to die from it. And, of course, the young people said, please, you know, some authority telling us something that, you know, this is a rite of passage somehow, which is ridiculous. This
yeah.
is we're showing we're growing up and all that kind of stuff. And all of us thought, well, you know, didn't think that, but that's kind of how the status was. Well, I'm smoking a cigarette. That's like, you know, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that proposition fell flat on its face. However, somebody brilliantly said, wait a minute, what do young people really like? They like to be part of a cause. They
mm-hmm.
like to be part of righting wrong. They don't like to you know, support these big corporate enterprises that are doing stupid stuff to people. So they
mm-hmm.
put this message out there. Guys, look, you could smoke if you want, but do you really want to support big tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
70% of the kids.
I remember this.
Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
See, because we want to send a message that's authentic, that's real. We're talking about younger people, especially millennials, you know, where people want to know. They don't want to, you know, okay, here's your product, here's what it does, but I want to know your story. Why are you doing this? Is it a purpose? You have a meaning. Are you really doing this because you really want to help, or are you doing this because you just want to make money? And there's nothing wrong with making money, but don't you want to help more people? And when you do more, help more people, you make more money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the message out there so people know that you cared enough about what you were saying to them to remind them, hey, this is what we're really doing. It's like, do you really want to do, you know, are you really interested in knowing that only, and this is a statistic you can look up, anybody out there for pharmaceuticals? Pharmaceuticals only work on anywhere from 30 to 50% of the people, period. That's a known
yeah.
fact, known open secret in the pharmaceutical community. Only work on 30 to 50% of the people, meaning if you take it the other way, that any one day 50 to 70% of the people are getting nothing but what? Side effects, because we know that's what the case.
Oh,
so it's like, do you really want to have that where it's not even helping you? You're not taking it, you're probably not taking it for the right reason. Because you don't know. Your doctor only gave you that because they're dealing with the symptoms. Do they ever really say, wait a minute, instead of taking the script, why don't we go to physical therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go to Physical Advantage?
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking right there. Why don't we get a massage? Truly, if you're not so progressive that you don't want the chiropractor to be involved or an acupuncture or whoever, get the massage. Go to physical therapy. Let's see what you got soft tissue-wise before we put you on a script.
Right.
And let's do that because that's the right thing to do. And, you know,
yeah.
So this part of it is like we really need to make sure that instead of saying let's take all your meds or take all your pharmaceuticals, I won't take a pharmaceutical if it's the last thing on the planet Earth and or vaccine. I'm not saying everybody else should do this, but all my the kind of doctor I have, they know right from the beginning. I said to them, look, what I want you to do is put in my jacket that Lou Paradise is allergic to every pharmaceutical product that ever was made and ever will be made. If my grandmother can't pronounce, and she's not here anymore, God love her, she couldn't pronounce what that chemical actually is, then I'm not using it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, but the reality of it is because the body's got an inner pharmacy.
Right.
And so when we look at how we get that public information, that all of us doing this actually is the best way to be able to get to people to say, let's just make sense of it. We're not saying do it holistically. You know, Topperson doesn't work because it's homeopathic and natural. It works because it's fundamental. What your work does in both of the cases of fitness and therapeutic massage, that doesn't work because it is it works because it's so fundamental. The amount of touch to the body, the releases of endorphins and oxytocin. Isn't it cool that oxytocin, the love hormone, sounds a lot like OxyContin? Do you think that's how they got the name of that?
Yeah, because it feels good, right.
Yeah. You know, so I think more of us need to be able to talk to our friends and neighbors. Social media really allows that more than ever before.
Yeah.
To invite people to a real good discussion like this one. So we're not saying this is the end-all, be-all. What we're saying is the only way to go. What we're saying is if you don't augment some of this in your life, you're probably not going to enjoy the kind of life you want and the one you used to have probably, and you're not going to know that for sure until you try a little bit and see what happens. And God forbid you feel better, because the only thing that can happen when they come to you folks or they come to us, when you use Topperson, you use the stuff that you do so incredibly well, there's only one terrible thing that's going to happen to them. They're going to feel better.
Yeah. And you know,
oh, my God.
The worst thing
shoot
in the world.
Me. Shoot me.
And, you know, I always wonder when people say, well, you know what, I don't want to bother learning about it. It's your body. What more important thing? I mean, this is all you're going to get while you're here. So what could possibly go wrong in going the extra step and trying to find out how it works, why it works, why you feel a certain way, and investing in better things? It doesn't make sense that you wouldn't want to do that. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
You know, it's how many people brought up feeling pretty self-defeated, and they couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. Why didn't you grow up like your brother? Why didn't you go to school like your sister? Why didn't your cousins? They're all big, you know, they're all out there with the sheepskin on the wall. Why are you such a dunce?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people get put through so many things, and half the time you say to the same person, wait a minute, if I gave you $10,000 right now to make a change in your life based on any of these, pick any one of the things that we've recommended here, would you do it then? You know, if somebody would say, oh, wait a minute, if you paid me, I would do it. You know, and one of the things that happens,
though, in the whole real world, in the true real world, the whole mighty buck talks big time, because that's what sells. If we gave everybody to educate themselves within this realm of what we're talking about, everybody would run for the education because they're getting paid. So that's
exactly
how the pharmaceuticals make so much money, because it's big time money there. It's big time money, same as doctors.
And look at the other side of that whole equation for that exact reason is say to somebody, look, do you know that you're probably losing $10,000 or $20,000 a year because you're not physically fit?
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and it's costing you more money doing to continue to go
insure
down that
you.
Road than enjoying your life. I mean, how much money?
Right, insure you for health insurance to begin with.
I mean, all of those things. I mean, somebody who's in that situation, it's going to cost them a whole lot more money.
A lot
and
of money,
add up
especially
easy
if you're overweight.
To these $10,000 or $20,000. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying you're actually throwing $10,000 or $20,000 away. We don't even need to pay you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
And you know what's funny is my assistant, one of my assistants is from Europe, and, you know, preventive medicine, everything is covered.
Crazy.
You know, her mother always gets annoyed because she's a citizen here now, and her mother's always saying, why would you want to be a citizen in a country that doesn't care about your health enough to pay for it? And that is her mother's, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true. I mean, look, let's be serious. Socialized medicine might not be the answer, but we have to have some sort of answer, and it sounds like it's better than what we have. So it doesn't make sense.
Well, it does.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes a lot of money.
And same kind of thing, you know, the people for where civilization started those thousands of years ago in Europe and Asia. You know, we're as a country, you know, from a point of at least the industrialized side of the country, a couple hundred years old compared to thousands of years of, you know, and 80% of the entire world calls what they call their traditional medicine. We have to use words like complementary or freaking alternative or something like that. You know, so because it's like the fundamental part of the body said you're not born, then when you got born into the world, your mom did not feed you Vicodin, Oxy, Lurisette, Percocet, you know, for your dinner. For dessert, Advil, Motrin, even Tylenol. You know, so somewhere along the line, we only found that only because of the fact we didn't know anything.
Yeah.
We didn't know any better. If that's what our parents did, that's what we do. We're hardwired to learn from what our parents actually do. You know, as you know, I mean, you know, I have these discussions with our kids all the time, and, you know, we have some pretty philosophical discussions, and we do. But what they learn from us is not what we talk about, you know, in essence of what we say to them, at least, not everything. What they really learn is watching us do what we do,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, and so this education and understanding, and only that, you know, people now, younger generations, are actually asking smarter, better questions. They're asking why we're here. I mean, like, you know, we want to do purposeful things. Yeah, we want to make money and we want to have fun and we want to be able to prosper and everything. But, you know, we don't want to do it if we're going to be hurting somebody else. And quite honestly, in order to make those changes, everyone has to feel that way. But, you know, and there are people in the world, you cannot do anything to help them. It's like if they're skeptical, that's good, because you should be skeptical for all the craziness that's out there. But if you're a cynic, you know, then you're never going to learn anything. No matter if a person could have put a diamond in your hand and you would say, no, that's just a piece of glass, you know. So
So
I think it's that consciousness. And do people really want to default to that? I don't think so. I think it's just they've given up on themselves. They said, no, I don't know. They're kind of owning their misery. It's like how many people love, oh, no, I have 19 prescriptions, and they're proud of it. You know, that's not the average person, you know, because, oh, no, nothing can help my pain because I've got, and my doctor is, I've got the best doctors in the world. I said, wow. I said, okay, so, you know, and that means that you're living healthy then, right? You're vibrant. You're kick up your heels. You go out and boogie. You're doing your thing. I mean, no. And, well, maybe you want to think about that a little bit. Just saying, you know, because after all said and done, you know, what road are you traveling? And then the same thing. What are you doing in terms of your life to show the kids that love you, the people that love you, you care enough about your own body to do something about it, to be healthy for them so they don't go down that road? If you have one of those kids that's susceptible to doing the same thing you're doing, look how jacked up they're going to be. And why? I mean, because we decided that, you know, we didn't care enough, like you said, from the beginning, in terms of that, Lori, and Elite for that matter. And I think it's all a matter of having this discussion and saying, look, guys, let's put it on a table. We're not going to tell you what's wrong with whatever's going on. Put it on the table. I think we're all smart enough to figure out, wait a minute, that's really not cool.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree now. All right, that's not cool. Okay, so we're not going to use that anymore. And we're going to come over to the place that we've all thought about and say, wait a minute, this is why this is good. This is why it's not good. And we're going to make those decisions because we know, because we care enough to know, because it isn't just about our life, it's about everyone's lives around us. And so when the person says, oh, I don't care, I'll take the medicine. I've had, you know, 33-year-olds before they met me say, no, it's easy. I love steak. It's easier for me to just take Lipitor.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, let me wash my hands of it.
Yeah, you know, so, but what's great, I think it's just fabulously great, how many more lives are finally over that and into something where they really have declared themselves and they're going out and doing the stuff they love they didn't know before. They're feeling incredibly good. They thought it was impossible to lose that 30, 40, 50 pounds or more. All of a sudden, they're looking at themselves and it's their new lease on life and they're crying that heart out. It's like, forget the biggest loser kind of thing, but some moderation in between what you're doing now and that kind of extreme stuff can actually get you every single day losing enough weight, just that alone, to take the pressure off your knees, to take the pressure off your life, to put more money in your pocket and more joy in your heart.
Right.
You're not, right? And so,
self-gratification for yourself. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And you know what's even nice? Let me tell you, you want to hear Topperson Cares. Listen to this, Elite. Do you know what Topperson is doing, and I'm sure you know this, Lou, is doing for our audience? today. Okay.
Tell me.
You call up and enter the code TOPFIT30, and you will get 30% off your purchase of Toppers.
Plus.
Wait a second, I'm not even done. Plus free shipping for U.S. residents.
No.
Such a deal.
Really a deal.
That's, can you believe that? So everybody
repeat
who
that
calls,
again.
I'm going to repeat
I'm sure
again.
Sure people want it.
Call in your order. Top
absolutely.
Fit 30. Okay, for 30% off plus free shipping for U.S. residents.
Beautiful.
You can't beat that.
That's a deal.
You cannot beat that.
So we had, look,
and
if we
people
don't
haven't used Topperson yet, it's just, it's a phenomenal, it's, it really is a
sing
phenomenal.
Sing it, sister.
Phenomenal.
Sing it, go ahead.
Phenomenal cream. I don't know what to call it, but it's a phenomenal miracle drug.
Okay. Lee Siegelman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Stepping all over Lou Paradise's toes.
No, only because I believe
I'm
in
looking.
It. I really do. I use it every night.
Yes, she does.
I really do.
But that's a wonderful thing. And Lou, before you leave.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you tell me what you want the next segment to be? If you could think off the top of your head now, and while we have listeners,
we're going to educate them now.
Well, you know, one of the things I think that we should be unraveling is let's talk about, you know, an issue that's almost exclusively a woman's issue for the moment, because I think that whether it's fibromyalgia and or the misdiagnosis that goes on, how many people are under this umbrella with a diagnosis where they really, really are suffering. But the diagnosis is kind of a default one, where, and everybody knows it, unfortunately, where misdiagnoses are occurring, where wrong diagnoses are coming, or no treatment protocol, where more and more women are living miserably because they're under this umbrella called fibromyalgia, and they're suffering for real with a condition that is multiple symptoms, but how to take that apart and really help people. And this same group of people, by the way, we do a lot of our work with, how, that we have every woman who's ever come to hear what we have to say, use our products, and get on to the next stage of life, have restored not only their hope but their energy. They feel better. They're off a lot of their meds. They're not taking the antibiotics as typical. And somebody, you know, we finally are able to show them themselves how the metabolic reasons for the problem. So we could talk about that. We could talk about being fit and how to work through the issues with regard to you know, what physical fitness really means and hydration and what real nutrition is and supplementation. But any one of those things would be perfectly fine. But I think that one would maybe, we've only got
that's
8 million people who suffer.
Definitely.
So it might be a good idea to bring that one in.
I think
that's it.
That's it. So it shall be. Lou Paradise, always a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
And, you know, this is ongoing, people. This is not just today. Mm-hmm. Topperson Talk will be an ongoing series, and we will keep everybody posted as to when and what the information that we will be dispensing that day will be. Lou Paradise, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lou.
Lori and Elite, thank you. Bless you both. Have a beautiful, amazing day. You deserve nothing but the best for all the things you do every single day, and I just love you for it. So thank you. Have a
we
fabulous
love you too, Lou.
Moment.
Thanks a lot.
Take care,
Lou. Talk to
enjoy.
You
soon. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Lou Paradise, creator of Topperson, and always a wealth of information.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's very informative, and if people just, you know, used it, they could learn a lot.
And you know, like
and
I
feel a lot.
Like I was saying to you before, it's the same fight. It's that quick fix that everybody wants. The only difference is really that in the aesthetics of people wanting to look better, that's more it's more accelerated by ego.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody's in pain, pain is primal. Pain is primal. Pain, you just want, so it's a tougher fight. It's a tougher thing to tell somebody, you know what, you know, you could do it this way. It might take you longer than actually blocking a nerve, but
yeah, but that's
it's
the
better
thing.
For you.
It's just like where is the pain stemming from? There's a lot of pain that people have that they really can't even decipher where it's coming
and
from.
And you know, and that's
and where it all comes from is depression.
That's where we I always say we have selective concern over our body, of
right.
what we do. I mean, we could mistreat it. We could do this, and all of a sudden, you know, you know, we care about a hair care product more, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's
right.
just...
It even just, depression is overrated lately. I mean, everybody's depressed. Everybody's getting antidepressants. When in the world, I think people are just very bored.
You know, I think that you know, I always say life is you. It's peppered with happiness, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be continuous.
It can't always be
and
happy.
You know,
you got to know. You have to have a little sour to enjoy the sweet.
And
I always
say. You expect the balance, and I know I always irritate you when I say this. But when you're having a bad day, there's always, you always have to look for the little miracles. There's going to be something to turn things around if you embrace it.
Okay, but
and
you know, sometimes there's not.
Sometimes there isn't.
But that doesn't mean you're going to go home and take an antidepressant depressed all your life. It's
well,
a bad day. Let's just chalk it up for a bad day.
It's the same thing. It's a quick fix. Instead of writing it out and saying, you know, wow, that was a really screwed up day.
I really didn't
deserve that. Talk it out with your friend. The easiest thing to do is, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having a glass of wine occasionally, but when that glass of wine becomes habitual, when that glass of wine is something you can't do without because you can't face the day, totally different story. But I think this is a hot topic. I think this Topperson talk is going to take off. And, again, they are very generous. 30%.
That's a great percentage.
30. You could just visit their website and order from there. It's just so simple to do. And if you haven't liked their Facebook page, for crying out loud, it's Topperson. Go to their website, www.topperson.com. Very easy to find them. They are now in pretty much every store. The last time
Walgreens,
Bed Bath & Beyond. In fact, we have to do another photo shoot in front of go to a store and
definitely
and do that and just get off.
I think that would be great for Topperson talk.
Yeah, so we'll just do that next time. The Lou Paradise, certainly informative, and you know does it in a very in a way that makes it very inviting. And when someone feels comfortable, they're receptive to information. And that
you know what, it makes a lot of sense. Anything he said made a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
So it's not like you couldn't listen.
And we're fighting the good fight, all of us. So that is something that we will all look forward to. Now, sponsor shout-out.
Let's do it.
Obviously, Topperson, always a wonderful sponsor. We endorse the products right, left, and center. And, again, in every store you can imagine at this point. So look for it. And if they don't have on the shelf, ask, and maybe they'll order it. So at a store near you.
Or if they don't, give them that promo code again. Let them order it online with the free shipping.
You know, Elite, you're just thinking all day. You're thinking all day, sideways, up, down. It's unbelievable. Topperson is Top Fit 30, 30% off, and they're picking up the shipping charges. You cannot beat that. You cannot beat that. A shout-out to Muscle Sport Magazine. We love them. And talk about informative, Elite. This is a nice, informative. It's an online magazine, and it's also a glossy. You can pick that up pretty much anywhere, and it's a freebie. So free information, again, free information. You can't beat that. Muscle Sport Mag, www.musclesportmagazine.com. And look for it in gyms near you, but Vitamin Shop carries it. Natural Health carries it. I'm trying to think of what other...
Did GNC carry them?
I think GNC did at one point.
Okay.
I don't want to misspeak, but you know, who's
right.
Going to find me and sue me if I do. So let's say GNC, it doesn't matter.
We're giving them a plug.
Well, you know, who knows? Who knows in this litigious society we live in? And who else? Oh, yeah, Forevermore Bridal. We love them. 1089 Second Avenue for all your bridal needs. And, you know, you're getting 20% off this month. I think it's ending the 30th. Everything in the store is 20%, and veils are half price. So if you buy a dress, you're getting your veil 50% off.
Tell them Lori and Elite sent you.
Yeah, tell them the Bridal Body Shop said hi. Say hi to Joanna. She'll say hello back. She's very, very, very friendly. 1089 Second Avenue, and that's Forevermore Bridal. And that's our show.
That's a great show.
Great show.
Very informative. Hopefully people use it to their advantage.
To thank my lovely co-host.
Oh. Wow.
For making the ride less bumpy, for making it smooth, for riding shotgun.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we will be back next week. 1 o'clock is a new time. And we'll be back with... we have a special show next week. I'm not going to give too much away, but we have a special show next week, and it's going to be fun. So stay tuned, people. But in the meantime, we hope that you see fit to do something constructive to your body, but to also see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.